basically give a brief introduction to the Dinim of Ksamim in terms of some of the lumdus of Ksamim and how this relates. Let's pick up from the Kesef Mishnah and Perek Tes of Hilchos Yisuri Bia, Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beit. The Rambam paskins that to be Tamei Minotor you need Hargosha. Midivrei Sofrim, if you see a Kesem even without Hargosha, so then you are going to be Tumea, but this Tumah is only Tumah Misafek, because maybe the dam came from the Cheder. That's what the Rambam says. Now, the Rambam is actually like saying a few funny things here. Point one, I think, is that the Rambam holds like Tosis, not like Rashi. Meaning to say, we have a Machlokas Rashi and Tosis on Daf Nun Ches, as to whether the Tumah of Ksamim is because maybe she had a Hargasha, even though, right, apparently she didn't, but maybe she did anyway, Dama Argasha La Daita. Or do I assume that she's Tumea? Do I assume that she's Tumea, even though we know definitely that there's no Hargasha? The impression that you get from the Rambam is that she's Tumea, even though there is no Hargasha. I think that's his Lashon at the beginning. Midivrei Sofrim, any Kesem that's found, whether it's Al Basara or Al Bigodeha, is Tumea afal pi shelo higisha, even though there's no hargasha. You get the impression that there's zero hargasha and she still is Tumea. Also, the way the Rambam formulates the suffix over here is that this is Tuma misafek because maybe the dam came from the cheder. No? You get the impression that we're not exactly sure where the dam is from, and that's why there's a suffix. Were I to know that the dam definitely came from the cheder, so then she'd be vadai Tumea. But in this case, it's Tumea misafek, because maybe it came from the cheder. I think that's the shot in the Rambam. Now, the Kesef Mishnah picks up on this Rambam, and he says, it's Tumea misafek, whoa! Yeah?
If we're saying that it's like Tosos, so that maybe it's like a Xer in the Rabbana, it's not Hashash of Hargasha, so then
Means that I'm not sure if this is the type of dam that they asked, or it's not the type of dam that they asked. The suffix is on the chefs of the dam, as it were. This is, right, I don't know, did this dam come from the cheder, did it not come from the cheder? That's why she's Tumea. Right, according to Rashi, it would all be me suffix on a totally different level. It's a suffix, right? Hargasha. Tosis is saying, forget Hargasha. It's me even without Hargasha. But there's still a suffix about the identification of the dam. Now, problem. Frek the Kesef Mishnah Kasha, I don't understand. Why is the Rambam telling me only it's a Tuma mi suffix? Well, nice, it's a Sveksveika, and she should be Tahora. No? That is the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. What's a Sveksveika? Maybe it came Migufa, maybe Shaloi Migufa, and if it's Migufa, maybe it didn't come from the Cheder. So that's a Svek Sveika that the Kesef Mishnah asks. Now, some of the Svarim ask, I saw in the Sefer Atze Hasode, I don't know who he is, but here I have the Sefer by my Makom in the base Medrash. In the Sefer Atze Hasode asks the question, he says, one second, the whole din is a din to Rabbanan to begin with, so why does the Kesef Mishnah have to be asking Al Svek Sveika, right? Let's say it's a din that's suffik to Rabbanan, it's Wahakel, right? We know Judaism, right? Judaism teach me suffik to Rabbanan, well, we hope we know Judaism, but we're trying, suffik to Rabbanan, Wahakel. So why do I need to come on to the Svek Sveika? That's the kasha that they ask. So he gives a whole fancy answer that may be answer number one of the Kesef Mishnah, which is that since this din is a din chamor, so therefore we're going to be machmer and sfekos, even though it's derabbanon, but only if we're be a svek sfeko would be megel. That's the way he answers. He basically tries to read the Kesef Mishnah with like a scalpel and left arm around the left head, whatever it is. He's like reading the Kesef Mishnah in a very schwer way, to say that, yeah, the first answer of the Kesef Mishnah, that's a din chamor, for sure exists. That's what he suggests. But it seems to me that there's no kasha at all, no? Because das kufa, the din is, sometimes Chazal make hakanas make dinim derabbanon, that even though it's a suffek, we're giving you a din derabbanon that you should be machmir on it. You can't tell me we should be mekel because a suffek derabbanon lahakel. What's a suffek derabbanon lahakel? Suffek derabbanon lahakel, I don't know where the dam came from. So suffek derabbanon. No! No, that's precisely the din over here. And we can't say suffek derabbanon lahakel to eradicate an entire din derabbanon. Moshe l'mahadavar doma, the ran in the end of Pesachim, no? I'm not going to say suffek derabbanon lahakel. I'm not sure. Do I do haseba first $2 kosos, last $2 kosos? I'm not going to say, oh, suffek derabbanon lahakel, eradicate the entire din of haseba. The fact that every case of ksamim is going to always be a suffek, maybe it came from the cheder, maybe it came from the aliyah. There's one suffek, right? So I can't say, oh, suffek derabbanon lahakel, because if I say suffek derabbanon lahakel, I just machtavek with the entire din of ksamim, and I can't say that. Zahanir lafi and the yastaiti. Okay, that's what I think is the aleph of the sugya. Let's review. Kesef Mishnah has a kasha. Rambam tells me the tilma of ksamim is tuma misafek. For the Kesef Mishnah, isn't it a svek sveka? Right? So Kesef, right, the Svek Sveka maybe came a gufa, maybe came a alma. Maybe the dam is dam from the street. And even if it came a gufa, maybe it came from the aliyah. So it's a Svek Sveka. That's in Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. So Kesef Mishnah has two answers. Answer number one is that's an Isser Chamor. And because it's an Isser Chamor, so therefore we don't say Svek Sveka Lahakel. Right? That's answer one of the Kesef Mishnah. Okay. Interesting. The Kesef Mishnah in the Beis Yosef uses this Svara later on. You know, in Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav, there's a discussion about which days do you have to do Bedikos on. Right? The Gemara discusses. What about Bedika Yoyin Rishon? Rishon Afopi Shein Shvi'i? Zayin Afopi Shein Aleph? The discussion in the Gemara. Zuck the Beis Yosef, La Halacha, right? Rishon Lushvi'i Ve'ein Lahakel, because it's Safik Esokaris. No? Now, what that really means is a very, very interesting idea. I think both this Kesef Mishnah and that Beis Yosef, by the way, it's the same person, are saying that even though we're dealing with a din that is fundamentally derabbanon, let's say, because there's no hargasha and it's a kesem, and over there one could make a case that we'll have to talk about later when we learn Kuf Tzadi Vav, that for sure min hatorah yotze with rishon af pi shein shvi shvi af pi shein rishon, and it's only a din debonon that remains, but still we're going to say it bribes a suffik eser kares, and we have to be machmir on it. Because since we're in the miskeret of Nida, and Nida is eser kares, we're going to have to be machmir. I think that's what this Kesef Mishnah is getting at, which is a similar, not exactly the same, but it's a similar idea to the other Kesef Mishnah. So that's answer one. Answer one is an Isser Chomor. I'm assuming Isser Chomor means Kares, right? Etc. Okay, yeah.
So
Barry.
We're just saying that the way the Matner Rabbanon model, since it comes from, you know, really there is no Shash Kares, but that's
exactly
the way they modeled their type.
The Dinim Derabbanon are in a framework of a din of Nida that has an Isser Kares, and therefore I have to be Machmir. Now this we will have to talk about as we go on. Does that really mean, right, does this sort of mean that you can't be make on Sveikis by Ksamim and the like because it comes from Isser Kares? We're going to have to flush this out, but I think the Kesef Mishnah is getting there. Yeah, John? So, apparently this Kesef Mishnah is saying that by a Svek, we're not going to say Svek Svek by Isser Kares. What about Ksubas Daftes? Ksubas Daftes. So apparently what he means is that Ksubas Daftes is worse than Isser Kares. It's Chi of Misa, no? So, apparently what he means is that sometimes it's an Isser Chomer and Chazal don't want to give kulas of Svek Svekas. What?
What sort of Svek
is this?
It doesn't sound like good Svek Svekas.
Yes, I agree with you. We'll talk about that in 2 minutes. Right, the cash is good. Yeah, difficult. Yeah, correct. Yeah, we'll get there. V'yitzua Eid is a special gzeirus hakosuf to tell me to even interpret psukim differently, like Rav Schechter has in the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, right? Even, right? Correct. Enochanai. And we still say, so again, I don't think the Kesef Mishnah means as a blanket rule that by every Isser Chomer you can't say Svek Sveika. What Josh is pointing out is that Avada you have to say Svek Sveika by Isser Chomer, no? I'm actually intimidated. I'm like speaking about Svek Sveika in the room full of guys, some of whom are learning Ksuvas this year, something I'm not doing, but we'll do the best we can. Okay, good. Second answer to the Kesef Mishnah. And by the way, if you look in the Torah Hashlamim, the Torah Hashlamim quotes a Gemara on Daf Nun Tes. That's a raya to this first answer of the Kesef Mishnah. The Gemara says that when they said the Dinam of Ksumim lahachmer adivrei Torah ba'u pirashi shelo lahakel benida Gemura. In other words, he's quoting the Gemara Daf Nun Tes that with the Rashi that what it means I think is along the lines of what we're saying, that since by Nida Gemura is an Isser Kari, so therefore we're going to be machmi even on Sveikos and Svek Sveika etc. Second answer to the Kesef Mishnah is, you know what? There's nothing to be tola on, so therefore you have to be machmir. Meaning to say, b'shuk shot habochem lo avra. She never walked there. So, what's the likelihood? Svek sveika, I think, means that we could be meiko because, assuming at least, the easier way of saying this, that if svek sveika is mitam roi. Svek sveika means, okay, so it's not 50%. It's 75%, right? Because you have two sveikas. But if one of the sveikas is a shvach or safek, right? B'shuk shot habachem lo avra. But you're telling me the dam came me alma. What's the likelihood of that happening? Why would I assume the dam came me alma? The blood's on her body. Where do you think it came from? Come on, Sherlock. Where's that blood from? Right? So lemaisa, right? Lemaisa. It's not a Svek Sveika, la hakel. Svek Sveika, I think he's... This second shot makes more sense if Svek Sveika is Mitam Rov. If it's Mitam Rov, so then I can only say Rov if it's both good Sveikas. But over here, one of the Sveikas is very Shvach. V'shuk shat habachem lo avra. Right? And therefore, she has nothing to be tola on, so that's why you have to be Machmir. And he writes to the last line, V'efter shalazenis kavin rabinu. He thinks that the second shot is what the Rambam is saying, because the Rambam says this tumas misafek because it came, because the dam maybe came from the cheder. In other words, in all likelihood it came from the cheder. It's very unlikely the dam came from anywhere else, and that's why they are machmir on the safek. So that is what the Kesef Mishnah says. Now, Josh asked the question, just in passing, he says, what, Svek Sveka, come on. Right, we have a rule in Ksubas on Daf Tes that Tosfos makes very famous that we don't say Svek Sveika when it is Mishem Echad, correct? Svek Sveika has to be that there are two totally different Sveikas. Over here, what's the suffix? The suffix is the Dam Nida or is it not Dam Nida? I have two reasons why it might not be Dam Nida. Maybe it came from the Aliyah, maybe it came Me'alma. But really, there's one suffix. Is it Dam Nida? That's called Shem Echad, right? Am I putting words into your mouth? Yes, but that's what you meant, right? So the fact is, right, that's the question that is asked. Kesef Mishnah, aren't you assuming that it is Shem Echad? And how can you have a Svek Sveika when it's Shem Echad? So it's a very good kasha. Very good kasha in the Kesef Mishnah. The best answer here is what the Lechem V'Simla, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, gives. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's in Sif Katan Gimel, the Lechem V'Simla, he tainas that Kesef Mishnah is explaining a Rambam. The Magid Mishnah writes in Perek Dalet of Isurei Bia, Perek Dalet, I think it's Halacha Gimel, the Magid Mishnah says in Das HaRambam that, you know what, the Rambam disagrees fundamentally with that Tosas on Daf Tes, and the Rambam holds that there is no requirement of Shem Echad by Svek Sveikas. Hello. Wow, that's kind of cool, no? In other words, the Rambam holds that if I could just formulate two different sveikas, even though push comes to shove, they both amount to the same thing. Is she a nida? Is she not a nida? But I have two reasons why she might not be a nida, so that is called a svek sveika. This might be along the lines, I remember Rabbi Rosenzweig speaking about this many times, that svek sveika is like a formal din. Remember, if the Torah tells me that I have to be machmir on a suffik. Why do I have to be machmir on a suffik? Let's take the pasuk in Parashas Nitzavim. Uvacharta b'chayim. There's a gzeres hakosev. You have to be machmir on a suffik. But that means when there's one suffik, suffik d'oraisa, I have to be machmir. Svek sveka? That was never included in the iser. The Torah says certain things are usser. And then there's a nayadin. There's a new halacha, be machmir mikoach suffik. But svek sveka, there's no din to be machmir on. No? How is it a svek sveka? Because I have two different possibilities. I, lamaisa, they end up boiling down to the same type of thing. It doesn't matter. Still, who says you need shem echad? Right? If I'm working in a numerical type of way, so then I could say, whoa, if I don't have shem echad, maybe numerically it doesn't become a svek sveka. We'd have to work this out more. We're just giving Rashi prakim. But if I assume the svek sveka is like a formal type of din, so then if I assume it's just it's a formal type of din, so then I could say maybe the halacha svek sveka is that the Torah tells me to be machmir when there's one suffik. Two svekas, who says I have to be machmir? Fine. Taz basically says, I don't understand the Kesef Mishnah's kasha. Taz says, whoa, it's Pashat. Roiv Dam from the Isha comes from the Makar. And Isha doesn't have a Makar. Rove of the Dam is coming from the Makar. If that's the case, it's not a Suffolk at all. Because basically, Rove is Makri of a Suffolk. The footnotes over here point out some Aramakomas to that issue. So Taz is saying, you know what? The Kasha is not really a Kasha. It's not a Svek Svek at all. Rov Dam comes from the Makar, so she's Tameya. Aye, how come sometimes in Hilchos Nida, in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, we have a case that we are Mekal based on a Svek Svek? If I assume that Rov Dam comes from the Makar, right, that means I should not be Tola that the Dam came from the Tzadim at all. So how could we have that Svek Sveka in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin? So the Taz answers that the case in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin is talking about that there is a Maka on the Tzadim. No? And because there's a Maka on the Tzadim, meaning Tzadim, let's assume, means the vagina. And because there's a Maka there, so that's why I can say, oh, maybe the Dam came from the Tzadim. But short of that, I never have the Tzadim as a suffix because Rov Dam in the Isha comes from the Makar, Ad Kan, Divrei HaTaz. The Taz is difficult. And this is something that the Dog Omer Vava on the side notes and the Torah HaShlamim in Os Aleph notes, that just like the details in Kuf Pei Zayin Se'if, hey, that case in the Ramah that the Taz is invoking, over there the Maka is not on the Tzadim. The Maka is a Maka in the Makar. That's the case. And if the Maka is a Maka in the Makar, if anything, that makes it less likely to be a Svek Sveka, because that's another reason why the Dam is not from the Tzadim. So why on earth would I assume that the Dam is Min HaTzadim is a very good Kasha? The answer might be something along the lines that over there it's a shail of Roh Adam Achmas Tashmish. There's a halacha, the way Rabbi Schechter says is that there's only 77 women in the world who have a condition that endometrium penetrates into the vaginal area. Where he says that you were lucky, you got married, one of the 77 lucky winners. Right? So the endometrium penetrates in, and when the aver when you have bia, so that brings dam out. That's called the roya dam achmas tashmish. The halacha is if an isha is a roya dam achmas tashmish, they have to get divorced. If there's a svek sveka, will allow the couple to stay married. That's the halacha there in the Ramah. Usually dam min hatzadim isn't a suffik because rov dam comes from the bakar. So the same sefer atzei hasodeh, he notes that maybe in that case the dam min hatzadim is a suffik because usually, min hatzadim, blood shouldn't come out. It should come out from the makar, that's the normal way. But in this case, the couple's having tashmish hamita. When you're having tashmish hamita, that means that there is rubbing, there's abrasion, no? And maybe that abrasion is what's causing the dam to come out, so maybe that's why there is dam in that case. Okay. Bekitzer, the Taz tainas that the as if Mishnah's question is not a question at all, because Rov Dam comes from the Makar, and therefore there's no Svek Sveka. Comes along the Torah Hashlamim, and the Torah Hashlamim says, whoa, you can't say Rov Dam comes from the Makar, because connected that you have the fact that Rov Dam that comes with a Hargasha. So therefore, one could contend that in this case, since there's no Hargasha, so I no longer have the Rov that the Dam came from the Makar, and therefore I'm back to the Kesef Mishnah's answers why it is not a Svek Sveka. Right? So Bekitzer, the Taz asked the question on the Kesef Mishnah, what type of Svek Sveka is there? Don't we have Rov Dam from the Makar? Comes along the Torah Hashlomim. Torah Hashlomim answered that no, there's no Rov Dam that it comes from the Makar, because connected that I have the fact that Rov Nashim see Dam Behargasha. The fact that she didn't see Behargasha is like a pircha on that Rov from the Makar, and therefore we're back to the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, that's what Torah Shlomim says. Is this discussion relevant ki hu zeh? Vahalacha. It's interesting, I think. We're learning Ksubis, or some of us are learning Ksubis, so it's interesting, but Lamaisa, is there any application? So there might be. And let's talk about the machlokas between the Panim Me'iros and the Tshuvas Amudei Or, Huva Divrehem in the Pesachei Tshuva Sifkaten Beis. No? The Panim Me'iros has a diuk from Shulchan Aruch that the only time that there's a din of ksamim is when the kesem is found bivgadeha, on her bigadim. But let's say you find blood on his bigadim, never got the shayla, but let's say you find blood on his bigadim, so in that case, says the Panim Me'iros, it's going to be tahar. There is never a din of ksamim on dam bivgadav. Interesting. The Amudei Or says, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, why not? And moreover, the Pesachei Tshuva notes, and the Amudei Or has it, says it's against the Tosefta. No, there's a Tosefta. It's in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Beis in Nida, where the Tosefta speaks about a woman. The way we have the Tosefta, says, Shahesa Yosheves, Eitzel, Chamiha Ubina, V'nimtza dam al bigadav or something. So in that case, it's tamei. That's what the Tosefta says. So it's often in the Tosefta that the dam is found on his bigadim, and you are still going to be tamei. What are you talking about, Amudei Or? What are you talking about? Excuse me, Panim Me'iros. You're against the Tosefta. So there's a whole literature over here to try to be miyashev. Why either we don't care what it says in the Tosefta. If you look at the Maharsham's tshuva and Chelakav Sim Kuf Samach Gimel, Maharsham says, you know, Tosefta's aren't really halachic sources unless it's quoted in Shas, or I guess unless you're in Rabbi Weider's here. But Tosefta's aren't usually, that was a bad joke. But Tosefta's aren't really. I hope no one's offended, but Toseftas are not really halachic sources unless they're quoted in Shas. By the way, Moshul Ma'adavadom, there's a prechodosh in Hochos Nesias Kapayim, in Kuf Chavches of Or Chaim, where he discusses using a medrash. Lahalacha, medrash Rabbah is a medrash halachic source. Right? This is a very important question as you learn halacha. What are the sources upon which we base halacha? Right? Do I assume that's only Talmud? Even Talmud broadly defined, Bavli and Yerushalmi, but Tosefta doesn't count, and Medrash doesn't count, it's not a halachic source. Right? Why would it be not a halachic source? Because when they codified Shas, Sof Hora'ah, they didn't include it. They knew these texts, but they didn't include it. That means it's not halachic. Alternatively, I say no. Anything that is found in classic rabbinic literature can be a halachic source. This Maharsham, right, is saying a big yesod that the Prichodesh deals with also in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, that maybe the only halachic sources are in Talmud. That's very interesting. That really limits the hands of the posek, no? In modern shilas. Like, I can't bring rayas or surrogate motherhood from the fact that the babies between Rachel and Leah were exchanged, right? You can't bring rayas to that, because that's a medrash. And, right, midrashim aren't halachic sources. Okay, fine. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is that this Tosefta is al-karchach on the Meshubash, because why is she in bed with her father-in-law?
Like, that's very unlikely. Like, in the normal... just, she finds a dam al chamiha, big de chamiha, like, what's going on in the Tosefta? Now, some assume that there's, like, a mistake in the gears on the Tosefta. And instead of chamiha, it's like chaluka, like her shirt, right? Or it's another fancy word for shirt. Whatever, there's a whole literature. You look in the Chazon Yechezkel on that Tosefta, he deals with some of the issue. He also contends in the Chazon Yechezkel that maybe the Tosefta is against the Panim Me'iros. The Panim Me'iros is saying that we're not going to be Metame a Kesem that's found on Big Day Ha'ish. He's talking about a case that they're sitting together and you find blood on his begotten. But if they're in bed together, so in that case, we would be Metame. He makes such a distinction. He assumes that that's what the Gra means when the Gra changes the gears in the Tosefta. There's a literature about that. But Bekitzer Hama'aseh, the Panim Me'iros is inclined to be Mekel on the Kesem that's found on his Begadim. And the Chochmas Adam quotes his Panim Me'iros. The Lechem V'Simla in Sifkat and Dalet argues on the Panim Me'iros. The Lechem V'Simla says, no, you're against it till Sefta, you're wrong. End of discussion. Now, what would be the Hesber over here in Lomdus? Why would I possibly say that a Kesem on his Begadim should not be Tomei? Only a Kesem on her Begadim is Tomei. So the Badei HaShulchan in Sifkat and Tess has the following approach. He says, you know what? The reason why a kesem is going to be tamei when it comes to a the reason why a kesem is going to be tamei when it's on the woman is because what's the likelihood, right? She went, that came from her body. That's likely. It came from her body. Elamai, what are you going to taina? She went through the shukshel tabachim. Come on. If she would have gone through the Shukshal Tabachim, she would have remembered. To say that she went through the Shukshal Tabachim and she didn't remember, that's not so likely. But by him, so then going through the Shukshal Tabachim, he doesn't have to pay attention. She would have to remember, because she knows Hilchos Nida. And she knows that when she goes through the Shukshal Tabachim, that's a halachically significant event. So therefore, she would remember. But by him, he would not remember if he went through the Shukshat HaBachim. And as such, because he would not remember if he went through the Shukshat HaBachim, therefore, for him, I can nem on that maybe he went through the Shukshat HaBachim v'lo zachar. I think that's what the Badei HaShulchan and Sifkat and Tess is saying. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush, no? Usually in halacha, we have a principle of musa d'lo ramya alei de'enish aved v'lo adaitei. But that principle is said as a chumrah, no? That principle is said, most of the Rami Alei De'enish, I'm not sure, it comes up in regular Yerideya, right? In terms of how much of the knife did I use, let's say, to cut the hot piece of meat. Do I assume I can remember how much of the knife, how much of the spoon went in? Most of the Rami Alei De'enish, Abba V'lo Yadayte. Now, usually we say that Svara Lahachmir. Right, to say the sort of lahakel, most of the Rami Alei De'inish, that the husband went through the Shukshal Tabachim and doesn't remember, and therefore it's lahakel, that is a very big chiddush, but that's the way the Badei HaShulchan is understanding this Panim Me'iros. Now, there's another mahalach though, to understand the Panim Me'iros. When I spoke about this Panim Me'iros a few years ago, I thought this is what Rav Wozner meant. I don't think Rav Wozner meant it. But I'll say it like this. I thought of this idea when I read Rav Wozner's Sefer in Sifkat and Hay. So it's something. But maybe not. Rav Wozner has the following idea in the Shir Shevet Halevi, or however we want to say that sentence. Taz says that, you know why we're machmir and ksamim? I'm machmir and ksamim because I have a roiv. That roiv dam comes from the mocker. If I wouldn't have the roof, it would blib a svek svek, and it should be mekel. But I have a roof, and that's why I'm machmir. By the ish, can I possibly say that roof dam comes from the makar? No way. Roof dam that an isha ends up with, I could say, comes from the makar. Right? But roof dam that an ish ends up with doesn't come from the makar. So therefore, right, by an ish, it's always going to remain a svek sveka. Basically, what we're getting at is two different reasons why the Svek Sveka, right, would be revived when it comes to the Kesem of the Ish. Either we could say he maybe went through a Shukshat HaBachim. By the Isha, we say, what? B'Shukshat HaBachim lo Avra. She didn't go, right? Why do we say she didn't go? Because had she gone, she would remember. By the Ish, maybe he did go. Right? And if he maybe did go, it bribes a Svek Sveka by the Ish. Alternatively, we could just say it, that we just dismiss the Taz. Because by the Ish I have the Taz, that's not a Svek Sveka because Rov Dam comes from the Mugar. But by the Ish I don't have that Svek Sveka, so therefore, by the Ish, the Ksamim is going to be Tahar. Why? We call it Svek Sveka. I think this makes sense. Huh? Say it again? By an Isha, I'm Matamik Samim. Why? Because I don't have a Svek Sveka. Because Rav Domim Min HaMakar. By an Ish, it's going to be a Svek Sveka. Maybe it came from him, maybe it came Me'alma. Even if it came, right, or. Right? And if it came from him, for sure it's Tame. It means if it came from him and his wife together, they're like one unit. But the fact is, by an Isha, I have the Rove to say that she's Tamea. Right, that Rove Dam comes from the Makar. By the Ish, I don't have that. So we'll remain the Svek Sveka. It's basically, I don't know how fancy you have to get, but we don't have the Rove Damim by the Ish, right? That's obvious. Is not Damnida, correct? So the likelihood of it being Damnida is very small, so it's going to imply the Svek Sveka. We'll say it like that. Okay, now. When we talk about Ksumim in general, so there's the Ravid versus the Ravid Shver, who was also named Ravid. Very confusing family. But the Ravid Baal Sefer HaEshkol quotes that I didn't see any of the Rab Vasa. Rab Vasa for him means like the previous Dor, the Rif and the Sheotos. None of them quote the Dinim of Ksumim. And the Ravid Baal HaEshkol is trying to figure out how come they don't quote the Dinim of Ksamim. Zakt Eir, well maybe the Dinim of Ksamim no longer apply Bizman Hazem. Maybe they were only at the time of Tum and Tahara. The Ravid, our Ravid, Rabbi Avram ben David in the Bali HaNefesh, Mugia Shar HaKsamim, we already saw this way back when we were learning Chumrat Reb Zeira, but it's the same Ravid. The Ravid asks a bunch of kashas. His first kasha is, well the Gemara says that if you are not going to be mekal on tliya bigris, ein lecha isha shetahayra labayla. Right? In other words, frek the Ravid, Baal HaEshkol, you're telling me that the din of ksamim is only for tum and tahara, doesn't apply labayla. That can't be true because the Gemara says beferish ein lecha isha shetahora labayla. It obviously applies labayla. Now, if you look in the notes on the Sefer Eshkol called the Nachal Eshkol, it's written by an Urbach. This, by the way, is a somewhat controversial work. If you look in the back of the editions of Sefer HaEshkol, there is a little kuntras called the Kuntras Kofer HaEshkol. Kuntras Kofer HaEshkol is telling you that the Sefer Eshkol is a forgery. Right? And then there is a response called the Eshkol HaKoifer. Right? They go back and forth. It's like about whether the book is a forgery or not. This Arbach, who wrote the Sefer HaEshkol, it's likely that he put certain things in that were not authentic, but it's also likely that there are many shitas there that are authentic. It's very hard to tell. If you have a sefer of tshuvas that everything is a forge, like the Besamim Reish, it's easy. But if you have something that some of it's authentic, some of it isn't, that's much harder to get to the bottom of. So that's the story with the Sefer HaEshkol. But the Nachal Eshkol, who on the notes on the bottom of the Sefer HaEshkol, he says that maybe the Dinim of Ksamim applied the Baila at the time that they applied for Tuman Tahara. Right? At the time the Tum and Tahara applied, so then we were going to say that Ksum are Tumeyim even the Baila. But Bizmanenu, that Ksumim, that Bizmanenu, there's no dinim of Tum and Tahara, so therefore there's no dinim of Ksumim la Baila. That's what the Nach Eshkol says, and it's really Meduyak in the language of the Sefer Eshkol, exactly what he's saying. That's his Yesod. The Ravid asks a number of Kashas as well, including his kasha that lamaisa we are, there's a minhag to be machmir on ksumim, and it's included in Chumrat Reb Zeira. That's what we spoke about way back when. If you look in the Aruch Lener on Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, the Aruch Lener points out that in the Chidushei Haran, you can look in the Chidushei Haran and Chesam Beis also, on that line of Ein Lecha Isha Shetohera Labayla, the Ran says, oh, from here the Ravid knocked off those Shitos who deny the Dinim of Ksamim Labayla, and the Aruch Lener tries to be Miyashev all of the Kashas that the Ravid asks on the Baal HaEshkol. Okay, so that's the brief overview. Comes along the Chassam Sofer in his Tshuvas and in his Chidushim, and the Chassam Sofer kind of brings the Sefer HaEshkol back, at least in Lomdas. In other words, La Halacha, we don't pass like the Sefer HaEshkol. We assume the Din of Chassamim apply La Baila. But the rationale behind the Sefer HaEshkol is not so crazy as the Chassam Sofer. See, the Sefer HaEshkol is saying that Chassamim are only Tamei when it comes to Tumah and Tahara. But Labayla, there's no Tumah at all. Comes along the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer explains, you know what the Pshat might be? The Pshat might be something to the effect of, at the time of Tumah and Tahara, so then we had to nem on that the woman did not go B'shuk Shot Habachim. Because if you're going to walk through the Shuk Shot Habachim, you wouldn't do that and not remember. To walk through Shuk Shot HaBachim, of course you'd remember, because in the Shuk Shot HaBachim you have dead animals all the time. And in the Shuk Shot HaBachim you can become Tamei. And in a time that we keep Tumah and Tahara, no one would walk through Shuk Shot HaBachim Dilma Avra V'lo Adaita. That's not going to happen. However, after the Dinim of Tumah and Tahara are no longer practiced, so then we have a concern of maybe you went through the Shuk Shot HaBachim and you don't remember. No? At the time of Tumah and Tahara, it's not shaykh that you don't remember. Of course you'd remember. Because, right, it's necessary information from Tumah and Tahara. But Bizman Hazeh, one could argue it should be Tahar. Why? The same Svek Sveika that the Kesef Mishnah brought up, basically. Because maybe, Bizman Hazeh, we have a Svek Sveika of maybe you went through the Shuk Shot HaBachim, you just don't remember. Aye, so how come Maisa the Ravid argues on the Baal HaEshkol? The Baal HaEshkol is saying a good svara, right? It's a svara very similar to what we were saying from the Panim Meiros a few minutes ago, no? That maybe you walked through the Shuk Shot HaBachim, you don't remember. And that's what the Baal HaEshkol is saying, that Bizman HaZeh, Ksamim are going to be Tahar. Why? Because there's no Tumah and Tahar anymore. And therefore, maybe you went through Shuk Shot HaBachim and it blibes a Svek Sveika. Aye, so how come it's wrong? So the Chassam Sofer has different nuschaos in different places as to why it's wrong. In the tshuva that I give you on the Maram Makomis, I think it's in Kuf Pei Dalet in the tshuvas, Chassam Sofer says it's like a Dovah Shebeminyan. That once they said that there's Ksamim Labayla, Ksamim is Labayla. Okay, got it. In the Chidushim on Shas, on Daf Nun Chesom Ebeis, the Chassam Sofer has a slightly different nusach. He says something to the effect of that women always have, women do, like, this is what Chaim Salvage would call mimetic tradition. I do stuff that my mother did. My mother used to always remember when she went through the Shuk Shot HaBachim. Why did my mother remember? Because she was knowing Tumah and Tahara. But I know that my mother would be very careful. Whenever she went through Shuk Shot HaBachim, she remembered, and she'd like mark it down or something, she'd talk about it after, and therefore women are always going to remember when they go through Shuk Shot HaBachim, because that's the minhag imaisinu biyodinu. No? That's the minhag of how their mothers did it. In other words, the Chassam Sofer has different nuschaos as to why Bizman Hazeh we are machmer Ksamim Labayla. Shouldn't the Sefer HaEshkol be right that it's a Svek Sveika because maybe Avra V'loya Daita? So the answer is either Dover Sheben Minyan, and once the din applied Labayla at the time that there was Tahara, it applies Labayla today. Or alternatively, we could say that there's a minhag that women develop Zach L'Chassam Sofer in the Chidushin, that they don't go through the Shuk Shot HaBachim unless they remember. So basically what we have done today, and the Chassam Sofer, by the way, will use this Svara, a Svara similar to the Sefer Eshkol, that real Ksamim are modeled after the Dinim at the time of Tumah and Tahara. He's going to use this for the Dinim, let's say, of the Shear Gris, no? Shear Gris is based on bugs. Our bugs say is considerably smaller than they used to be. Zachlich Samsov, yeah, by the time they kept Tumen Tahara, when the Dinim of Ksumim really applied, Kemosha Kosav Besefer HaEshgol, so then the bugs were yay big. Right? We'll have to, there are different ways of saying this far also that we'll talk about when we learn the Shira Gris. But the basic yeso that we're trying to get at is this Svek Sveka that the Kesef Mishnah brings up, which Lechoro you would think is completely academic, perhaps is relevant for the Ksumim on the Big Day Ha'ish, and perhaps also this is what the Chasam Sofer uses in the context of understanding the Sefer Ha'eshkol and the Ravid. So I thank you for listening, Chevra. Let's be in touch tomorrow about, maybe we'll try to give a shiur. I feel bad like saying fewer shiurim this week because it's Yom Kippur, but I don't know, I get like very nervous before Yom Kippur. Not necessarily as I should. Like, I probably should be nervous that, like, you know, I have to do shufa. I'm more nervous because I have to give drushes. But that's the life of a rabbi. Okay, thank you.
Maybe that's why I do shufa, by giving drushes? I don't know.